Hello, and welcome everyone to Jazz Up Your Life with Judy. And today is Jazz Up Your Life with Judy and Raquel. We have a wonderful guest today, Raquel Spencer, who has been with us many times over the years. And yes, you know, I looked it up, Raquel. It was October 3rd, 2013, that we first had Raquel on our show. And it's been a person that I've always wanted every year at least once to be on the show, because she brings forth this wonderful information and she's always ahead of everyone. It's just wonderful. So she's really a catalyst for becoming your quantum self. She specializes in activating the dormant mind-body pathways and multidimensional cellular codes of light, which assist you with remembering your divine sovereign essence and quantum self. And she's been recognized by shamans and high priest priestesses and lamas alike. And she's traveled all over the world following her guidance to facilitate the awakening of light workers, starseeds, and seekers of truth. Her work accelerates your multidimensional awakening, bringing you to the cutting edge of consciousness and ascension. She states you are a bioelectrical, biochemical supercomputer of light, the omnipresence of your multidimensional self is always present. However, if your divine vehicle or supercomputer is not functioning at an appropriate level, your ability to communicate, connect, and integrate that level of your consciousness is compromised. And she is a person really supports us in moving forward. And today her topic is understanding sacred union. And later on, we'll be experiencing one of her amazing activations. They're very different, very powerful. You definitely want to be around for that. So everyone, send a lot of love to our wonderful guest, Raquel Spencer. Welcome, Raquel.
Hello, everyone. It's great to be back.
So, Raquel, is there anything you'd like to share? We always have new people coming on the show, listening to the show. And would you like to share a little bit about your background? Because, you know, when you went into the hospital, that was quite a different experience than most people have.
It is. And I'm what you would call an old timer on this path. I've been on this ascension path consciously for 35 years now?
Oh, wow.
Pretty darn close to that, 33, 35. When I was quite young, actually only 20, I went into a unexplained medical coma. There was no accident. There was no illness. There was nothing that indicated that I should be in that state at all, except that it was the timing that I had agreed upon to begin to rewire and upgrade my physical vehicle, i.e. my supercomputer, to download the information into this level of consciousness, into this level of reality, and into the physicality to assist with this ascension at a very big level for humanity. And so I went through, at the age of 20, pretty young, went through coma, which it was 5 weeks. I was pronounced dead 3 times. And when I came out of it, everything was the same, but nothing was the same. And so that then really catapulted my awakening. And you have to think back. That was back in 1985. There was not a World Wide Web. There was not, let me go look and see and let me listen to these summits and that kind of thing. It was pretty early on in the process. And so it was a very interesting journey that has brought me here. And here we are sitting in 2022 in the process of really awakening clear across humanity and beyond. So I'm just really privileged to be a way shower in this incredible process that we are all a part of.
Ah, well, we appreciate you because you contribute so very, very much. Now, your topic is understanding sacred union. What is the essence of sacred union for you?
It's really quite interesting because our society, our civilization, our culture have really sent us in an opposite direction when we hear that word union, right? Sacred union. A good majority of people's minds go to a partner, go to something outside
right.
of them.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
And so there's so much distortion and misconception around the idea of sacred union. And so it's really important to just get literally a basic, even a basic understanding that when we're talking about sacred union, we're literally talking about something that happens within you, within your bioelectric, biochemical processes within your body. It is a balancing of both the electric and the magnetic. I really strip it down to some pretty non-fun or fantastical states of awareness, because I'm really trying to strip it down to the bare bones of what it is, to get it out
right.
of this illusion, out of, you know, oh, it's you know, there's a lot of misconception out there. Let's just put it that way. And so I really try to bring it back to the basics, the mechanics of what sacred union is. And this is about bringing the electromagnetic, your energetic systems, your own divine essence back into wholeness, back into union, back into oneness, where both the mother principle and the father principle, your aspects of yourself coming into a fully balanced state of consciousness. And that doesn't have anything to do with anybody outside of yourself, right? That doesn't mean
right.
you have to find a partner. That doesn't mean that, you know, what so many people are misunderstanding. And again, and that doesn't mean you can't have sacred union with a beautiful partner on this planet, if and when both of you hit high enough states of consciousness that you can actually enter into that. And quite frankly, I'm not sure there is anyone truly, maybe a handful of couples on this planet that are actually embodied at that level.
Interesting.
That's right? There's probably, well, maybe a dozen. I don't know everybody, but the number is so small, it doesn't come up on a percentage, right?
Right.
The population level. So there's lots of people talking about how they're in, you know, sacred union relationships, but that's more of a expression that they want to be in a relationship that they're both spiritual. But that really doesn't bring in the true definition of what they've embodied within themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So just kind of, I'm trying to crack open that illusion, right? And
right.
specifically with the fact that still in this day and age, and I don't know the exact numbers, of course, but most of the people on this spiritual journey are women who are single. And so why do you think in 1,000,000,000,000 years that the universe would set it up that you wouldn't be able to achieve sacred union, right? By yourself.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So just, you know, I'm just trying to bust that that concept and illusion wide open so that it can come back into universal truth.
Interesting, yes. So we don't need to look outside of ourselves. All of that can happen within. So what can we do to prepare for this shift in consciousness? What would you recommend?
Well, this is, you know, this is really a big, this is a huge topic. This is things that we've been working on for 30 years, Judy. So, but there is some really amazing things that are happening, especially that have happened so far, even this year, that are allowing for this shift within the magnetics. And I don't remember the last time we spoke, Judy, but we are going through significant changes at the planetary level, at the solar system, at the galactic level, the galaxy, at the universal level, and at the multiverse level. So this is a huge project we are undertaking. And we are in process and have been for quite a while, but this year has seen some significant changes of really unraveling the old binary magnetics and starting to anchor what we call the tri-wave magnetics. And when I'm talking magnetics, I'm literally talking magnetic field, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the beginning of this year, there was a very, very powerful portal that was opened over February 2nd through February 22nd in the year of 2022, right? A huge triple portal date that happened. And during that time, there was literally a gateway through the solar system and into the galactic and beyond, right? Hooking us up into a larger energetic structure from the organic universe. And at that point, we truly began the process of starting to anchor this new magnetic onto the planet. And as we continue to do this, we literally overlay onto the magnetics of this planet. We are literally almost like cells of her body. Okay, our magnetic structure, our chakra system, our energetic bodies literally overlay onto her. She is leading the way, right? And so as this is happening, there's a lot that is transpiring on many different levels, consciously, constantly, through the multiverse and through the multidimensional levels of our quantum self. And so we are in process of unraveling the old binary magnetic system, which has been the operating system on this planet for a very long time. I'm talking hundreds of thousands of years, right? Very long time, all the way through this civilization, for sure, right? We're in the process of unraveling and taking that apart so that we can begin to anchor this new tri-wave magnetic. Now, back in 2012, I'm just going to go over this scenario with you.
Okay.
Back in 2012, the end of the Mayan calendar, the original game plan was to do what we've done many, many times on this planet, which was to literally reseed it, wipe it out and reseed it, clean slate and reseed, okay? But way back in 1987, which many who may be old enough here on the planet, we talked about it in terms of something called the harmonic convergence back in 1987. That was a turning point where the decision was made rather than wipe out and recede, like was destined at the end of the 26,000-year period of the Mayan calendar was predicting, we were going to actually ascend the planets, the solar system, and galaxy, universe, multiverse. We were going to ascend the whole thing with everybody still alive and on it. And so we, at that point, started the grand experiment that we are in 30 years later, of going through the process of unwinding all of the distortions that are playing out on this planet and bringing in a whole new magnetic operating system, if you will. It's literally what creates the holographic reality we're in, okay? It literally is the underlying building blocks of what creation really can operate within. And that is called the tri-wave magnetic. And that is the one in which we can move into true Christ consciousness. That is the magnetic in which we can truly hold that wholeness, oneness, moving into and out of the binary, which was polarity, right, which was separation.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in the midst of it. We're smack dab in the midst of it, right, in the middle of it. And you're seeing that, you know, we're watching the outer reality continue to go through some pretty interesting shifts. And I wanna just narrow it down to the last couple of years and just kind of bring your awareness into following what is happening on kind of a bigger quantum magnetic level, right? So back in February 2nd of 2020 was a very powerful date when the next phase of the ascension began. And within a month, or a month and 4 or 5 days, the worldwide pandemic began.
Oh, okay. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Let's fast forward to 2022, during the beautiful gateway that opened on 2/2/2022 through 2/22/2022 was when we were opening up that gateway to seriously start anchoring in this new magnetic. And what happened on February 23rd, Russia went to war with Ukraine. Let's put another example in. So this month, June of 2022, from June 6th to June 24th, was another very, very powerful portal called the 666, right? We were in the sixth month starting on June 6th in a year of 2022, which is another six. And so this powerful gateway of the anchoring higher levels of the mother principle, the divine feminine, and on the last day of that, seeing a, once again pushback, if you will, from the powers that be, of the rulings that came out of the Supreme Court, right? So we're seeing almost immediately the pushback from those that want to keep the status quo. But when you look at the bigger picture, I want you to understand we're bringing in these magnetics to unlock everything. And those that are in control trying to keep us locked down, if you will, when we're just put those in a great big category, right, we're seeing immediate response to try to stop it. But what I want you to see is the bigger picture where these are starting to come in and they're panicking. And they're responding by trying to lock us down further. But when you're looking at the bigger picture, you're starting to see these major energetic shifts and fluctuations that are going on to actually start anchoring the new magnetic. They're actually happening And even another way to verify that is by watching the pushback in this level of consciousness. So this new energetic, this new tri-wave is the energetic magnetic in which we will overlay to move into that Christed consciousness, that Christos consciousness, that unity consciousness that has been really what the theme of shifting consciousness on the planet really has been labeled as or spoken of within that Christ consciousness, that unity consciousness. And so it is within that new tri-wave magnetic as we continue to physically unlock from the binary, which doesn't happen overnight by any means, right?
Mm-hmm.
That our body energetics have been literally operating on, that the planet has literally been operating on, that the solar system has literally been operating on or within. We are redoing, we are unlocking, unraveling that binary and bringing in the tri-wave. And one of the very first things that happens as this happens on the planetary level, because that's the level it has to come down to for us to be able to really work with it, is that we then begin to be able to tap into that new magnetic for our own body system. And that's what starting to understand the sacred union way beyond a concept, right? This is way mm-hmm. beyond a concept. This is literally the body coming into a new configuration, continuing to anchor into that new tri-wave. And my work has always been really, as you said, to try to keep people at the cutting edge. And so I'm right there. As we're anchoring in this new tri-wave, I am working to help assist you in unraveling from the old distorted, which is quickly, from a quantum level, human egos would definitely disagree with that, but from a higher perspective, this is unraveling quite quickly. And so we want to unlock, unplug you from that old magnetic. And it's not all, right? We have to do this in stages. So we unplug as much as we can and then connect into this new tri-wave magnetic that is anchoring. That is the future. That is what a lot of people talk about, new earth or that higher states of consciousness. That is the platform. And it's literally magnetic.
And it's literally magnetic, okay. So that's right. Where we are headed.
Absolutely. This is the transition. This is moving out of polarity. Mm-hmm. And when you think about binary, you have left, right, positive, negative, male, female, yin, I mean, you know, we could go on and on and on about the polarity separation, them and me, right? This is the construct that has been the platform for our existence for a very, 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 very long time. And so when we talk about this shift in consciousness, again, this is changing out and unraveling from all of the distortions that have been part of this beautiful deep dive that we all said yes to understand what it would be like to forget we're source, to think we're separate from all there is in this deep dive of separation, and now unraveling, unwinding, taking apart all of those distortions to bring us back into wholeness and sacred union within. Take a breath, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And well beyond, I want to find a partner to fall in love with.
And, definitely.
stare into each other's eyes, on the search for enlightenment, it's well beyond that, right?
Right. Really, really, a whole global type of thing, and woo, yes. So our bodies, we have to upgrade our bodies to.
And that has always been, as you know, working with me for over a decade now. That has always been kind of the cornerstone of my work,
mm-hmm.
because the body that we're physically in is our vehicle for ascension, right? I really am so excited about the fact that so many people are starting to understand that ascension and moving into higher consciousness is so much more than, oh, I'm going to think my way through this and be a nicer person to, you know what I'm saying? I want to sit in meditation. I want to talk to my angels and I'm just going to be a really good person. Absolutely. That should be baseline. Right.
That's nice to do that. Yes.
But there's so many people that are now starting to realize that your body, the physical vehicle that we are in, is your only vehicle for ascension. You do ascension through your body. It is not an afterthought. It is not this thing I'm in while I'm on this process. It is integral. It is absolutely the biggest key for this ascension process is your actual body. And it's been, for the most part, people are really starting to understand. The first 5, 6, 7 years I was out in the forefront, there really wasn't a lot of awareness around how important the body was. Yeah, there was yoga. Yeah, there was breathing. Yeah, there was this, that, and the other. But people are now starting to get it. At least those on the path are starting to get it. That your body, both your physical body, your light body, right? Your light body, which is what we think of as our energetic, the light body has to be rebuilt. Let me restate that again. The light body has to be rebuilt. And the physical body has to come back online. All of your organs, all of your glands were all originally designed to operate and function multidimensionally. All of your organs, all of your glands were the original blueprint. They all functioned multidimensionally. So let me just kind of put a quick piece in this just to give you an idea and understand and give you another example of how things got so distorted, right? They got thousands and thousands of years and a lot of intent to distort, right? So that we can have this deep dive experience that went so far down, we should get Academy Awards across the board for how deeply we went into this experiment. But for just one little tickle, one little thing to kind of maybe help it open up your eyes. We've all heard the term twin flame, right?
What was that term?
Twin flame.
Oh, twin flame. Oh, sure. Yes.
So what do you think of the twin flame is?
Well, it's the two people. It's the two people generally. That's what it's thought of.
Therein lies the distortion.
Right.
Another story, another distortion that has played out. Another thing that has been brought through all the mystery schools and all the teachings and all of this. Your twin flames are your kidneys. that when they fire together in multidimensionality, open up a whole nother level of your light body.
Oh, that's interesting.
Wow!
Yeah.
Of your twin flame, look outside of yourself. Oh, you need that partner to complete you. I mean, this has been systematically distorted to keep us from going within. Systematically, intentionally distorted throughout all of the mystery schools and all of the teachings, right? Their twin flame exists. They just distorted the thought process of what it was.
Oh, my goodness. That is something. Yeah.
Okay, so that's just one little piece.
Mm-hmm.
Think about how much we have to unravel. To come back into the truth that every single one of us is source energy. Every single one of us is creation. And to bring the body and the light body back into a level of functionality that we truly become quantum.
Oh, yes.
That we truly can move into, anchor into the new magnetic, which is what everybody's talking about, the new earth and the, you know, the higher ascended states of being. That happens when you truly come into and operate within the new triway. And right now, we've only got like maybe 1 or 2%. I mean, I don't know if that's truly accurate, but
right.
Just give you that's how much of it's actually starting to anchor. And I can tell you without hesitation, and I would love to be able to scream it from the tops of the mountains, that you need to be doing everything possible to get yourself connected and anchored into the new tri-wave to make this journey of unraveling the old binary and anchoring in the new tri-wave as smooth as it possibly can be. Everybody take a breath with that. We are going to witness in our lifetime, depending upon our ages here, the unraveling of the old binary, which means the unraveling of all of the old systems, all of the old beliefs, all of the yada, 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 yada. But here's the good news. Here is the saving grace, if you will. For those of us that are working on the cutting edge, those of us that are here doing this very important work of anchoring in this new tri-wave, we're ready to drop in and bring in this whole new systems and levels of creation and ways of being. It's right there. As we unravel this binary, it's not like we're going to be flapping around in the dark for 100 years trying to figure out what to do. No, we have everything. It's all there, ready to drop in. But it cannot exist. The two systems cannot exist within the same experience, right? We are bridging back and forth and back and forth. We're bridging as we're anchoring this in. And so we have to unravel as much as we can from this old binary so that we can tap into the new magnetic and bring in, anchor in all that new energy. We are the bridge, okay? We're the bridge. So we will be operating, walking between the two worlds. As the old one unravels, we're going to be right there bringing in all the new systems, all the new ideas, all the new platforms and programs and everything else, right? There's not going to be this, oh, we're lost. What do we do now? We're all here ready to bring it in. We just have to get things shifted over and enough of us operating at this high enough level to tap into that new magnetic so that it can anchor. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm.
And bring yourself into higher states of consciousness in the body, embodying the sacred union within, right? As you begin to unravel the body and anchor these higher frequencies, this is what we've been talking about, when you can literally, as the earth is starting to anchor. So you need to be tapped into that part of her to be well ahead of the curve, right?
Right.
To be able to hold and anchor these, we have to embody them. It isn't just a concept. It isn't just a, oh, I want to be there. I want to be a spiritual person doing my best. We have to anchor it through our physicality. And that's where all this work within the body is so paramount. It literally is essential to be able to do this. And coming into and starting to understand what sacred union is and how to use the body to do this is super important.
Now, what happens to those who don't know any of this?
In what context?
Well, you know, there's some people who they have no clue as, you know, the sacred union, and they're, you know, they're just...
The people on the planet that aren't quite ready to open up to their spiritual journey.
Right, right.
That's why, you know, we constantly say we're the forerunners. We're the cutting edge. We are the way showers. We are the leaders, right? So as more and more and more of us, and there are literally millions in a 7.5 billion planet, that's still small numbers, but there are literally millions of us, and it's those of us that are on platforms like this, listening to people like you and other summits and are seeking. We're all here as part of a huge soul group to actually be the bridge and get this anchored so that the rest of humanity can follow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a very huge, massive transition that is required to ascend through the body. And there are many who will make a choice, their higher self will make a choice to transition the old way,
mm-hmm.
versus going through the physical transformation that is going to be required for the ascension. But here's the really amazing thing that I want everybody to hold on to through this process and the years that are coming in the future. For the first time in, oh, I don't know, 75,000, 100,000 years. Long time, right?
Mm-hmm.
For the first time in thousands and thousands of years, we have been able to reactivate the Mother Arc and the Trinity Arc architecture on this planet. Now people are like, what the heck does that mean? In a nutshell, just to bring it into a place that you could wrap your head around, the Trinity gates that we've now been able to get fully functional and online are working like, as I would describe them, as a halfway house.
Oh.
For those beings who have transitioned the old way, i.e. passed away, the Trinity gates are giving them the opportunity to unravel from the binary magnetics outside of a physical body. Mm-hmm. This has not been possible through this civilization and many before us. So no one is getting left behind.
Okay.
So even those, and you'll notice more, you know, with the pandemic that happened and what's coming in the future, I do humbly believe that many from their higher selves will make the choice to transition in the old-fashioned way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, hell yeah, because they're no longer, because I have such an expanded view, and this doesn't mean I don't understand the human experience, right, of this,
mm-hmm.
but when people transition, I am so excited for them, because they're able to get their, because of the Trinity Gates, which only opened last year. And once they opened, we went through a massive search and rescue for souls that had transitioned but weren't in body now, right? To be able to start going through those gates to get out of this experiment, which we call the deep dive into separation, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's no upset on my end. And I know people go, God, she's so heartless. And that's not it at all. I'm so excited for them because they are able to unravel from the magnetics and literally shift out of this deep dive, which has never been possible in this civilization before. So I have a very unique perspective where, yeah, we're going to miss them here, but I'll be ding-danged. Hallelujah! They're out. And there's a way for them to unravel from all of this. They're not stuck in the karmic cycle anymore, that recycling of souls. It's not happening anymore. And so I celebrate it, and I'm so happy for them. And so many will choose to transition that way, because what we're asking to do in this ascension is, it's not for the faint of heart. We are, and you've heard me say this 1,000 times over the years, Judy, we mm-hmm. are spiritual warriors. This is not for the timid. We have to be really kind of strong, true grit, right? To be able to really do this. And we are on the cutting edge. We are literally setting up the path and the pathway for humanity to follow.
Right.
So this bifurcation that's happening, right? This bifurcation that a lot of people are witnessing, there's those of us that are stepping into the higher magnetics and tapping into their higher frequencies. We call ascending, those of us on the ascension path, right? And there are those that are what we call descending right now, that there seems to be even more separation happening, which is actually true at this point, which everybody goes, but I thought we were trying to do unity consciousness. We are, but we are literally building that first bridge to set it up so that humanity can actually have a pathway to follow us there. But the division that's happening right now, in our human experience and from our ego personality perspective, is going to continue to seem like it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger, because the distance between where we're headed and where humanity is still trying to unravel from all of those distortions is going to seem bigger and bigger until all of the old is literally taken apart and we start literally anchoring in and bringing in the new systems, and then the transition should be much smoother. But right now, it's pretty noticeable.
Take a deep breath, huh?
And it's all fantastic. And it's
right.
All
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's all why we all came in.
I keep saying that, you know, we're going through so much right now, and yet I know that the good is coming. that it's going to be wonderful. It may not look like it right now, but it will be.
You know, a lot of people say that's the, you know, proverbial carrot. I've heard this 1,000 times. And that's why I wanted to reference, you know, we started the massive unraveling of the old binary February 2nd, 2020. Boom! Here comes, you know, a worldwide pandemic to the level we've never seen. We start opening up the gateway to really bring in this new tri-wave. Boom! There's another major war that happens. We start to bring in higher levels of the mother principle, the divine feminine. With the last day of that portal date, June 24th, boom! Here comes another repercussion, right? So you can't really sit in the awe of it all unless you're seeing it from a bigger perspective. Yeah, mm-hmm. It looks like major pushback right now. Yeah, it looks, what the heck, right? But it is literally an immediate response to what we're starting to bring in, and the confusion and the scrambling to try to keep things status quo is what we're seeing. And people can go back and say, yeah, but there's always been wars, and that is true as well. But the timing,
that's very interesting what you pointed out.
Mm-hmm. It's irrefutable. Mm-hmm. And it's just showing you how powerfully we are unraveling that old platform, which all of this distortion operates on. This distortion cannot operate within the new tri-wave. It's just not possible. But we have to unravel ourselves, the whole of the planet, let alone the solar system, and blah, blah, blah. We won't even go there because that everybody's fine. Right? Including my time, right? But just right here, we're unraveling from it so that we are the way showers. And one of the first steps really is understanding sacred union, the difference, right, of what we're really trying to achieve, and then doing the work to come into that union within and being able to hold that unity consciousness, or that neutrality, the balance of both principles, the mother and the father principle, to be able to hold those magnetics and change our biology and activate our light body to new levels. All of this is, it's not, I know this may sound harsh, but it's not an option. This is the path, right? There's many paths to get, there's many thought processes to get to the same destination. Mm-hmm. However, I'm not talking about thoughts. I'm talking about mechanics. I'm talking about magnetics. I'm talking about changes within the physical body. That's not belief, right? This is literally the shifts and changes that the human body will go through to be able to connect into the new magnetic and shift into those higher levels of consciousness. So it's super duper exciting that we are starting to get to the point where we can move even further. I mean, this is a process. And my work, my whole career in this, if you will, has been helping people to get their bodies to the same level of the desire of what their heart is trying to move into higher consciousness. One cannot exist without the other. Mm-hmm. And so the more you upgrade your body, the easier the journey is. So the more you can actually hold and embody instead of just thinking it or wishing it, right?
Right. So, well, would you like to do an activation or something to support us in this process, Raquel?
I'd love to. I'd love to. How much do I have?
How much time do you need to really zonk it to us?
really not long. I'd like 10 minutes. Do you want to go over the special offer before we do that?
Well, maybe we should because that might be
a nice, beautiful state, right?
Right, yes, right. So why don't we go to jazzupyourlifewithjudy.com/Raquel, and then you can see what she is offering here, which I really like this. This is good. It's Raquel21 after jazzupyourlifewithjudy.com, Raquel21. And this is Understanding Sacred Union. It's all within, and the package is embodying the sacred union. And these her recordings are so good.
So what I have here is a grouping of activations.
Right.
And when I'm talking about activations, these aren't meditations per se. I have a very grateful that I have a skill set that allows me to work with your higher self to quickly, much more quickly than normal, help you upgrade your physical and energetic bodies. And so this package has a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different 50-minute activations. This is almost 6 hours, right, of activations to assist your body in moving into these expanded states to be able to hold the frequency, literally to be able to start tapping into the tri-wave and anchoring and actually embodying this higher frequency band of light. And so the first, let me just read to you very quickly the titles of this, of the different activations. So the first one, recording our fields for clarity, recoding our fields for clarity and strength, right? This starts to activate your own bone libraries. Yes, B-O-N-E, your bones are libraries. For you, right? This is your personal library. So we start to open those up and activate your own library. The next one is upgrading your bioelectrical system.
Yeah.
Now, I'm through. I can't tell you. I mean, it's a continuous process. I can't tell you how many times I've upgraded my own nervous system, upgraded my own pineal and pituitary, and those who work with my inner, you know, my activations. So this is a gradual, right? It's not a one and done. This is you upgrade, you hold it, you expand it, that becomes your normal, we upgrade again, right? So this is another upgrade to your bioelectrical system. Then we have one that I've named cosmic acupuncture for your body awakening. And it starts to connect you into galactic and Earth star lines of communication. Mm-hmm. The next one, the dance of inner and outer crystalline communication. Again, we're opening up the spinal column, the organs, the glands, to be able to actually integrate, receive, integrate, and then more importantly, interpret all of the light communication coming in from the cosmos. It's one thing to, you know, we a lot of people are talking about right now, the diamond sun codes are coming in pretty strong. That only really works if your body can integrate them. It's like,
right,
if your body can't victim. They're there for everyone. They're happening. Can you take it in and actually utilize it for the ascension process? And this, again, all of these activations assist you with doing that. The next one, expanding the interface of your brain hemispheres. Again, the brain is even split.
Mm-hmm. Yes, true. Yes. Mm-hmm.
We've got it built into the biology to be separate. And all of this is shifting. All of this is changing as we evolve back into divine beings of light that are connected consciously to all that is, mm-hmm. right? And the last one, inner erogamous union begins. This is the beginning of starting to prepare you to move into this next level of energetic. And it's working with your ego to remove the ego. The ego, for the most part, we talk about personality and ego. We are working to move beyond that. And there are mechanisms within our body that are were designed, again, through all the years of our atrophy to keep us looped in the ego versus being able to move beyond it. So this is helping the ego to release, working with the nervous system and the brain so you can begin to unwrite the ego programs, if you will. Right? And then I have I love this bonus. It's called the.
Oh, I do too. Your bonuses are always fantastic.
That quantum prana alchemy is, it's just, that is a meditation. That's like a 20-minute meditation. And mm-hmm. it just takes you. I love the way that feels. And so mm-hmm. that's the package. Again, it's about 5.5 hours of full on activation. And we've got it, oh my gosh, we've got it for the price of $147. And that includes that bonus quantum prana alchemy meditation. So,
right.
Really,
a really great package. When I saw this, I thought, oh my goodness, these are great activations. Oh, this is wonderful. Wonderful.
So,
and a lot of people, you can also go down and read about all of her testimonials. She's been doing this for so long and always has so many wonderful testimonials because she's really changing people's lives. Her work is very powerful, very powerful. And you're going to experience some of it right
yeah.
now. So, yeah. So check out the package and see, you know, if that resonates with you. All right.
Yeah.
So
it'll be a piece of my energy. To see how you feel with it. And again, you know, I'll just say this just as another reminder. You are absolutely a divine being of light, each and every one of you.
Mm-hmm.
And you, as you continue this process, your greatest gift is to be able to drop into your heart, into your high heart, which is where your thymus is, okay, and expand your ability to discern.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
And just sit with that for a minute. Your highest truth, it doesn't come from your brain, although, you know, we all need our brain to operate, but your greatest truth will always come from your high heart. That communication, your gut's really good too, to give you the gut instincts, but your high heart, when you learn to develop, to live from that part of your anatomy. Yes, your brain's important, your gut's important, but when you really operate from that high heart, it allows you to pierce through and really know truth. So that's another cornerstone of my work, getting you to really operate from that high heart mechanism that is your own portal to source energy, right? Everybody talks about the pineal and the crown, and all of those are important, but that true ability to know and to discern literally does come from that location in your physical body. And the more that you get that online and operating at its highest functionality, the more easily you are able to discern the distortions and move into higher levels of truth and frequency. And I guess I said all of that, and we're going to do some stuff with the high heart, I can tell. So,
okay.
So if everyone would just take a nice, beautiful, deep breath and go ahead and close your eyes. And if you want to even put your hand over your high heart, again, this is where your thymus is, up in the upper chest. And I want you to just take a beautiful, nice, deep breath. And we're going to set the intention for you to receive what is 100% appropriate for you in this now moment. I always, always, always work in conjunction with your higher self to do what is perfect and divine for you in this now moment. So with that, take another beautiful, nice, deep breath. And in the name of divine source and the light that I am, I ask that I be a clear, pure, and divine instrument in service to your higher self, bringing forth all that is available and appropriate for you in this now moment. And with your next breath, please go ahead and open up your central column, that tube of light that runs the vertical of your body from the crown down to the base chakra. It's usually about the diameter of your index and your thumb combined in a circular. Beautiful. Open that up. And with your next breath, open up your high heart and allow your divine essence of light to begin to fill your body and that central column. And I'm going to have you very, very quickly extend your central column all the way down into the crystalline core of the planet. Down into the crystalline high heart of Gaia herself, bringing your awareness all the way down there into her crystalline core. For those of you who can see, sense, feel, or just know the frequencies, the colors, the tones that are dancing within her central column, emeralds and amethyst and gold and aqua and beautiful, luminous, and silver, and just beautiful. Lots of different frequencies. So she is continuing to upgrade her body and her light body moment by moment by moment. And so I recommend connecting in with her. And the only time I really suggest not doing that is times of great seismic activity, because she is rocking and rolling and doing some massive shifts herself. And I say that because we're getting ready to go into that season where there tends to be more seismic activity. So always use, again, your own discernment. And as you tap into that beautiful frequency that is her high heart, go ahead and breathe that up your central column, bringing it all the way up into your heart and high heart. And as that connects with your own high heart, just allow your own divine energy, essence, frequency that is uniquely you and yet a part of the whole. To expand throughout your entire body. You may feel quite a bit going on at the very back of your head. We are definitely going in and doing some adjustments to the nervous system. The vagus nerve, for many of you, is getting attention, if you will, to help almost stabilize and calm it down. Many of you, your vagus nerve is just kind of, with all of the energetics on the planet, as we continue to unlock and the new Diamond Sun codes continue to come onto the planet, and all the other frequencies, the nervous system, especially the vagus nerve, tends to get overwhelmed. And so we're just going to calm it down at this moment in time. Hopefully give your body a little break, if you will. Beautiful. There's quite a few of you listening who I can feel it right in on the front of your chest, up by the shoulders. There's many of you still have a breastplate, if you will. It's part of the old body system to neutralize and keep you locked down. I'm finding that interesting large percentage of you, I would say over 60%, who are listening to this right now actually still have that in place. We're going to go ahead and unlock that so that it can naturally move out of your physical and energetic bodies. And this will allow, this has been keeping your heart locked down. And so this will allow that high heart and that heart. There's many, 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 many different layers and levels of activation that the high heart mechanism goes through as we continue to raise our frequency. Ooh, there we go. And in higher levels of consciousness. Wow. Some of you may be hearing or feeling ringing in the ears. Again, this is to help bring that mechanism in the inner ears back on into balance. Wow. And I'm actually seeing on several of you as well, almost like a silver plate that is going between your solar plexus and your heart, impeding your ability for that gut instinct to actually register. Kind of numbed it out as well, slowed it down, disabled it. So we're going to remove, we're going to ask that that be removed as well. I haven't seen things in that solar plexus region like that in a very, very long time. So I'm really glad you're getting that removed. This is going to allow more of that gut instinct to come online and the energy to more freely move. And again, it's a rather large percentage that I'm seeing this. And those of you who don't have it, we're just opening up that communication. We know that the gut, scientifically, the gut has become a major focus in the body intelligence again. And, you know, the old, there's always a sliver of truth somewhere. And we hear that gut instinct, right? That gut intuition has so much power that has been compromised in our current state of being. Food, things we digest, all kinds of different things on the planet. So we're trying to unlock that so that that communication, there is nothing in your body that is any less important, if you will. There is the totality of this incredible supercomputer of light that is destined to work in harmony. And as we all know, especially in the West, the systematic separation of one does not affect the other, which is completely 180 from the truth. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Take another beautiful, nice, deep breath. There's just a lot opening up to allow this, the natural, organic communications that should be happening in your body to more fully come into a better state of operation. Again, that breastplate being removed, that there is a light body panel that goes across the front of your chest. And again, the panel or that which I'm taking off is going to open up that ability for that light body. Ooh, wow. Woo! Some of you are getting quite, I want to vomit. I apologize. There's a lot trying to release from that gut. And as we took off that higher breastplate, allowing that to actually move, and it's as if, sorry for the description, but it's almost like vomiting out quite a bit of distortion. Wow. If you feel yourself gagging, that's perfect. Blow through it. If you're actually feeling like vomiting, please, again, do that as well. We're trying to move impurities out of your body and things that have been stuck for a very long time. Not pleasant. But absolutely necessary and worth it. So just let that happen, especially with what has been transpiring in the last few days, weeks, and months. There's lots that needs to be purged out of the physical body. We all hold so much in our cellular memory and our DNA memory from our own lives and our lineages that is purging. This is part of the process, and love yourself through it. Your body is your greatest gift for the awakening. Ooh, let's go ahead and just come back into the high heart. And really feel into that omnipresence of you. And the more that you are able to bring that purity of light, purity of your own divine essence and source energy into your physical body, the more you will be able to purge, the more you will be able to release and clear and allow that higher essence of you to actually come into the cellular structure. Beautiful. And I want you to go back into the crystalline core of Gaia and just connect in with her high heart. She is one of the most incredible sentient beings of light. And she is our ride through the cosmos. She is leading the way in the ascension for humanity. She is an ally and one to keep in close contact with at her high heart level. And so you may want to stay connected, or you may choose at this point to disconnect the central column and bring it back up. And we're just going to flush your fields beyond your body with that pure source energy light as well, helping to clear and purify, to release and make space for higher frequencies to actually embody. Take one more beautiful, nice, deep breath. We'll just let that do what is appropriate for you. Again, I'm all about purifying the body and allowing that which is distorted to be purged. My work is incredibly physical. Let me repeat that. My work is incredibly physical, and it is allowing those old lower distortions to actually purge, to make space for higher frequencies and your own essence to embody more fully. One more nice deep breath. And just come back into that high heart and send a wave of gratitude to the trillions of cells that are literally working in concert with you. All of those cells holding its own intelligence and sending that gratitude and the awareness that we are working as a team. To come back into wholeness. And with one more wave of gratitude and love, go ahead and just open up your eyes. And come fully back. Some of you may have some purging from this. So just be aware. Especially with the gut, there may be some intestinal clearing that may happen. Celebrate it. Allow it. Keep yourself hydrated with pure water and blessed water. And just honor your body, what it needs. We are asking our bodies to do what has never been done before. Never have we been in such a dense body that is in such atrophy? Have we ever asked it to go through this process? So be kind to yourself. Be loving to yourself and listen to your body and what it needs to transform. Ooh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Oof. Okay.
Love your tummy. Love your tummies. There was a lot in that, in the gut. A lot in the gut. Wow.
Oh, my. That was a Raquel. That was a Raquel. A Raquel activation. Yeah.
Purging, and you will feel lighter. I promise. Mm-hmm. Woo.
Yes. So, thank you. I'm glad we handled everything else, and we can just conclude with this. So, yes. Oh, wow.
Everybody remember, you are part of this team that are all specialists. We have all come in to lead the way. Don't ever doubt that of yourself. And love yourself through this process. Again, we are doing what has never been done before. We are ascension specialists. We have done ascension on many different systems, but we have never done it from this level of density in a human body. So honor that and know that you are part of the team that is here at this time in cosmic history. And with, I'm sending waves of love and light and support to all of you. And I'm just, Judy, thank you for, man, a decade of bringing this work to the world, and for all that you do to help people find new ways in moving through this incredible ascension process. And I'm once again honored to still be part of your lineup.
Yeah, you definitely are. You will be for the next 10, too, or whatever. Maybe we'll be whatever. Who knows? Oh, wow. Thank you so much, Raquel. Oh, my. Big hug, big hug. Thank you for coming on and sharing your gifts again with the Jazz Up community and everyone. Everyone, thank you for joining us today. I know you're probably just reeling in that wonderful space of energy that Raquel shared with us. So thank you so very much for coming on the show, listening, and we love Raquel. We love and so appreciate our listeners. So thank you so much. Until the next time, remember to share that.